An American fighter pilot who mistakenly bombed and killed Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan in 2002 says military officials are trying to renege on part of an out-of-court settlement they negotiated with him after the deadly incident. Illinois Air National Guard Major Harry Schmidt was grounded for the rest of his military career. He accepted that punishment. But this week, Schmidt challenges a new demand, one calling for him to give up part of his military pay. NPR Cheryl Corley reports.
In April 2002, Major Harry Schmidt was one of two pilots involved in the tragic nighttime bombing. The audio released during his military hearing showed that Schmidt believed Canadians on the ground involved in a live-fire training exercise were enemy Taliban fighters.
Okay, I've got some men on a road, and it looks like a piece of artillery firing at us. I am rolling in self-defense.
Schmidt dropped a 500-pound bomb on the Canadians, killing four and injuring eight. The incident caused an international uproar, and Schmidt and the other pilot initially faced criminal charges. In the end, Major Schmidt was found guilty of dereliction of duty. He was reprimanded and fined $5,600. A pilot for 15 of his 17 years of service, Schmidt agreed in a negotiated deal to never fly again. In return, he would continue to receive, in addition to his base pay, annual flight pay and bonuses totaling $35,000.
You know, at that point, since I had accepted the punishment, paid the fine, I had given up flying, and I pretty much knew that I had lost my career. I was never going to get promoted again. I was not going to sacrifice my family's cost of living. I had to protect my family and our well-being.
Schmidt says he was warned when he returned to a non-flying job with the Illinois Air National Guard that there was still a move afoot to take further action against him. Last month, a memo from a National Guard official urged Schmidt to give up his flight pay or face the prospect of losing his pilot status.
I've got my years of service met, of flying service met, and it doesn't matter if I'm flying or not, I'm still entitled to that pay.
I really don't know if that's true or not.
Lieutenant Colonel Alicia Tate Nadeau is a spokesperson for the Illinois National Guard.
What I do understand is that a person receives flight pay based on the position that they hold. For example, you might not necessarily be flying at the particular time, but the position that you hold requires you to keep up on your flight status.
Major Schmidt says the Guard is simply and wrongfully trying to reopen negotiations that were resolved long ago. He says the Guard also stopped his flight pay and bonus when it was due last month.
This was a done deal. We drafted the offer back in June for, the good of the Canadian families to put this to rest, for the good of the Air Force and the Air National Guard and for me and my family.
Schmidt's family is charging that officials in the Air Force and the National Guard have used their influence unlawfully. Schmidt's father-in-law, a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, has also asked the Inspector General of the Department of Defense to investigate. Lieutenant Colonel Nadeau says there was no undue influence, and she says the investigation into Major Schmidt's flight pay is not an effort to appease any critics who may think his punishment for the Afghanistan bombing was too light.
Absolutely not. We are very committed to making sure that this is a fair process for Major Schmidt.
The major and his attorney meet with top officials of the Illinois National Guard Wednesday, a day which Harry Schmidt says he hopes will bring closure to his case. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.